Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. Not stories, just quick conversations, postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Yesterday we heard from Ariel Marcos, a mother of four little kids whose husband was called up to the reserves, and who's trying to learn how to both be there for her kids and keep her own sanity during these crazy days. And today we'll hear from the other side of that story, from a reservist who dropped everything, family, work, life, and joined the war. Here's our producer, Mitch Ginsburg.
On Thursday night, I drove down to my old reserves base. I remember what it looked like on the eve of the Second Lebanon War in 2006. Now it was far more chaotic. I came to meet up with a former platoon mate of mine. We sat in the car with the engine off and the windows up. Back in the early 90s, we served together in the paratroop recon unit. We're 50 now, and no longer obligated to serve in the reserves. But when he saw the news of the Hamas attack, he put in a call to a former commander of ours and asked if he could be of use. The commander said yes, and my friend wrote back, "Coming." During normal times, he's a school principal. Today, he's back in uniform. Okay, so here we are outside of an army base near the center of the country, absolutely lined with thousands of vehicles of reservists and some singing and some barbecuing. And I'm speaking to a reservist who's particularly close to my heart, a very close friend of mine. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Itai Kramer. For the last 10 years, I'm not in the military service, and I woke up on Saturday morning, see on the TV the vehicles in Sderot. I understand that the situation is pretty bad. I called some friends and found myself at 10 in the morning here in the base.
Can you describe a little bit the thought process that you had that morning? Like, you haven't been to reserves in many years. What exactly went through your mind?
I really felt that this vehicle in Sderot could be in Givatayim, in my house.
When you say vehicles, you mean those pickup trucks?
The pickup trucks in Sderot that the Hamas brought inside Israel. I understand that the situation brings everybody to participate in fighting and keep our home safe.
How did your family, like, how did your wife react when you said you're joining up?
Very complicated. I have two boys in the army. And the family is in a situation that I'm not there for them. Very complicated. At the beginning, she asked me, "What do you mean that you're going? You are not a soldier anymore. You are 50 years old. What is the matter with you?" She actually told me, "I want to see your phone. I want to see that this is real. You're not making it up." And no, actually, after 30 seconds, she understands that this is my mission now. And I know to do some things that I've been through the years. And this is the moment that every Israeli must to do whatever he should do. If you know to fight, you need to fight. If you know to to do things that will help the citizens, you have to do it. This is our mission now. We are fighting on our home in the real meaning of that. It's the first time that I feel that it's really a moment that to be or not to be. It's really the first time that I feel that we can lose the opportunity to be able to live as a Jewish people in our land, and we can lose it now. I feel that we can lose it now.
Could you tell me a little bit what you saw?
When we came over there, it was after special forces are inside, and it was horrible to see what happens over there. We saw the destruction and the cars and the bodies all around. I saw a body with no head of a young lady. I saw a body of a child burned, his parents tied. Horrible things. There are things that we saw, and it was anger, real anger. The Holocaust was something that all my life live out in.
Like accompanied me, or?
Yeah. And I think that what I saw and what I felt at that moment, still now, that it's worse than that. I really think that Nazi soldiers needed alcohol to do things. Here, they did worse things and didn't need no alcohol for that. I actually still trying to process what I've been through, because 4 days later we came here, and in this moment we are practicing to the next stage.
And personally, I mean, I think I also want to say that, like, on the day-to-day, you're an educator. You are usually you spend your days with children. You love children. You hug them all the time. I've seen you for years. And now you're switching gears, really, to something so different. But it feels right to you, right? I mean, you told me you want to go to Gaza at this stage.
Yeah. I think it's really strange, because at the regular times you think about life, you think about education, you think about future, you think about building, about hope, when the fear is so high and the anger is so high, you switch for surviving. This is what I feel. I feel that Israel and the Jewish people here is in a situation of survival.
Itai, ani oheb otcha. Thank you for this. Thanks for always being there for me, and thanks for joining up for this as well.
Thank you, and sorry for the horrible English.
Kol שעה קשה עליי, ודאי לא ישנה, לא עצמתי את עיניי. בסופו של המסע רק אותך ארצה לראות, אז אלייך אני בא בעיניים לתושות. כי ראיתי איך קינה אותי לוקחת למקום שבני אדם איבדו הכל. חכי לי שאחזור, מחר אני בבית, נמאס לי לתקן עולם בארץ יריבה. חכי לי שאחזור, טוב להיות בבית, כולם היו אחים בדם, יפה דרך חזרה. רציתי לספר שבלילה השחור מישהו שומר, מסתתר בין עננים, אבל משאיר לנו תקווה בימים יותר יפים, ימים של אהבה. לא רוצה את הכאב שבעיניים, הכאב הזה יובס באהבה. חכי לי שאחזור, מחר אני בבית, נמאס לי לתקן עולם בארץ יריבה. חכי לי שאחזור, טוב להיות בבית, יפה דרך חזרה.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.